Kingdom of heaven's like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told him still another parable. Kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took, mixed in about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all the way through the dough. Kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish into baskets and threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into a blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. The Gospel of the Lord. Would you please be seated? Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Before he was retired, I used to enjoy watching Jay Leno. And one of the segments of that show that I really enjoyed was jaywalking, where he would go out. I think it was mostly on Ventura Boulevard. He would go out and he would interview people and ask them questions about geography, politics, history, and a variety of other things. And what he did was he would take the bad answers. You never got to see the ones that people got right, but he took all the ones that people just really mangled and he put them in a little clip and he would show them. So I was wondering what would happen if on Sunday morning on the way into church we went jaywalking in the parking lot. And as people came in, we were to ask, well, we'll just pick one question for example, we were to say something to the effect of, what do the following items have in common? A mustard seed, yeast, a fish net, a pearl, and a buried treasure. Now, since you've just heard the gospel lesson, I'm going to make the assumption, and I know this is a really dangerous thing to do sometimes, but I'm going to make the assumption that you're going to say, hey, those are all things that Jesus used in parables. And you would be right. But you know, when you take a look at these items, you know, really, what in the world do they have in common? So I did that, and what I came up with is this. They are things that are either used they're used in everyday life. You know, they're things that people did every day. They went fishing, planted seeds, watched farmers, baked bread, all those different things. Everyday life things. And the kingdom of God is like that. It's an everyday life thing. You know, so often we think that in order to understand, to be a part of the kingdom of God, we have to have some kind of, it would be really nice if we did, a mystical experience, wouldn't it? That'd be really cool. I haven't had one yet. I'm waiting for one. But what it says is this, that the kingdom of God is just everyday, ordinary things that we go about. It isn't extraordinary. It's not a facade that we put on. It's not a magic cloak that we put on as either we come in or we go out of the church. But it takes place as you go about your everyday life. So when you are working in the hospital, or you are working at school, whether you're at home, wherever you might happen to be, you're living out kingdom life. When you go to Fred Meyer, this is a tough one some days, you're going to live out kingdom life. When that person cuts you off from the only parking space in the whole parking lot, when they grab the last item on the sale table, when there's only one thing left on the shelf and you reach for it and they grab it right out of your hand, you're going to live out kingdom life. Show them what it means to be part of the kingdom of God. That's what you and I are called to be about. So whether we're at home, we're at work, we're at the movies, wherever we might happen to be, we live out kingdom life, day to day, big things, little things. The other thing about kingdom life is it often just shows up unexpectedly. Now, we've got this guy, and he's out, and he's plowing a field, and he suddenly comes across a treasure. I really doubt if that morning the guy got up and said, "You know what? I can't wait to get out and plow my field because I'm going to uncover a buried treasure this morning. Yeah, let's go!" You know, my guess is he probably got up, maybe had a hard time getting out of bed, had some breakfast, sat down, had a cup of coffee, looked at the sky and said, "Man, it's going to be a hot one today. Please, God, let it rain. I'd like a day off. Haven't had one in a while. Okay, no clouds. I guess I'll go out there." And he goes out, does his job. Or the guy that found the pearl, the one pearl of great price. Do you think he woke up that morning thinking, "I'm going to find the greatest pearl in all the world"? No, he went to work and he thought, you know, it's just another day. Buy, sell, trade, who knows? Now, aren't there days like that in your life? You get up and you just don't want to. You know, you sit down, have breakfast, get that cup of coffee and think, "Ah, oh, another day. It's just another day." But then aren't there times when something will happen? Might be a big thing. Usually it's not. Usually it's a little thing that just kind of shakes you up, changes your life. Maybe it's something that you do for somebody, or maybe it's something that they do for you. And all of a sudden, in that moment, life changes. It's better. It's greater. It's more beautiful than it was just a few moments ago. And it kind of restores your faith in human beings. Might even restore your faith in a few people. It allows you to see God in a different way than you've ever seen Him before. Or maybe you haven't felt in a very long time. But the kingdom often comes unexpectedly. In those moments, and they just kind of pop out of thin air. Or have you ever felt, ever asked yourself the question, is what I'm doing really making a difference? You ever think about that kind of stuff? Maybe you think, what good does it really do? I mean, I'm only one person. Does it really matter? Well, if you're only one person, which you are, unless you've got multiple personalities and we don't know about it, but if you are, you're in good company. How many people was Jesus? One. And yet, look what he did. Little things make a difference. Jesus says it's like a mustard seed. You know, that's a little tiny thing. Remember those little necklaces that, I always remember those little tiny necklaces with the mustard seed. I can remember the first time I saw one. I was like, really? Big trees come out of that? It's not a big tree, it's a big bush. I actually went online, looked it up one time. It's a huge bush, like a big weed. But all these birds can hide in it. From little things, big things can happen. Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can do what? You can say to that tree or that mountain, move! And it will. Question is, do you really believe it? Because what Jesus is saying to us is this. What you think is so small and insignificant and doesn't matter is sufficient to do what needs to be done. The little things that you say and you do can indeed change the world in which we live. They make a difference in people's lives. Or look at yeast. I mean, come on. How many of those little critters live in a package? You know, lots of them. And yet you stick them in there and you knead them in, and what happens? It gets big. Little things that are seemingly imperceptible make a difference. I really think that when the sixth through ninth graders go to Fred Meyer and they hand out flowers, I think it changes people's lives. I really do. Otherwise, we wouldn't have them do it. They wouldn't want to do it, but they think it does. I believe it does. What would happen if we were to go down to the Pillars and pay for 20 boat launches? What if we were to have a car wash for free? Don't accept any money. Not even if they try to give it to you. Nope, it's all free. Just because we want you to know God cares about you. So do we. What would happen if how many of you have gone out to eat in the last week? Anybody? Okay. Now, I'm going to make an assumption. It's a dangerous thing on my part, but I'm going to assume that you left a tip for the waiter or the waitress. That, you did that? Okay. But here's the other thing. Did you stop and thank them for doing a good job? Did you tell them they appreciated what they did? Or did you just feel the tip was sufficient? Wouldn't it be really great? Wouldn't it change their day if you told them, thank you? I bet it would. Why don't you try it 1 week? I'm not going to ask you how many of you are going to go out. Wait a minute. How many of you are going to go out and eat today after church? Nobody's going out for lunch? Okay, I got one. Anybody, or you don't want to admit it. I'm going to check up on you. Okay, so what would happen if after you ate today? Actually, thank the waiter or waitress. It's kingdom life. Kingdom's life. Kingdom life is not about the spectacular. What's spectacular is what God does with the little unexpected things that transpire through us each and every day. Kingdom life can, and it will, and it is, remember this, it is the means by which God recreates and changes the world in which we live. And the agents of that change are you. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, in Christ Jesus. Amen. So let's stand. We'll sing our hymn. It is hymn number 764.